from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It's Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Jay Fox. Just months after Ohioans voted to legalize recreational marijuana, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration could change the way it defines the drug. Laura Caso from ONN affiliate WKYC-TV in Cleveland has the story.
In a historic move, the DEA is proposing to recognize the medical uses of cannabis and acknowledge that marijuana has less potential for abuse than drugs like heroin and LSD, putting it more on par with ketamine. This would legalize marijuana for recreational use across the board, though. The proposal still needs to be reviewed by the White House Office of Management and Budget.
A jury in Cuyahoga County heard arguments yesterday in the second phase of a civil trial against Cleveland's Catholic Charities organization. More from Laura Caso of ONN affiliate WKYC-TV.
It's related to the death of 4-year-old Jordan Rodriguez in 2017. Last week, the same jury awarded the Rodriguez estate nearly $1 million. Jurors are now considering punitive damages. The jury already ruled that the Cleveland Diocese organization was partially liable for Jordan's death after one of its caseworkers was convicted of buying and reselling the family's food stamps. The boy's mother and her boyfriend have already been sentenced to 25 years for his death.
Amid campus protests nationwide, House Republicans are now launching an investigation into federal funding for universities. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he will not allow anti-Semitism to thrive on campus and that the universities will be held accountable for failure to protect Jewish students on campus. Columbus police are searching for the suspect in a fatal shooting that happened outside a Waffle House restaurant near OSU. Tracy Townsend of ONN affiliate WBNS-TV reports.
19-year-old Jaquan Curry faces a murder charge after police say he shot and killed Ronald Diggs. According to police reports, a fight started inside the restaurant there on North High Street. Police say the fight then continued outside when the shooting happened. Diggs died shortly after 3 o'clock in the morning. If you know where Curry is, you're being asked to call police.
Officials are now testing beef from grocery stores for potential bird flu. Earlier this month, bird flu was found in a Northwest Ohio dairy herd. At the time, the Ohio Department of Agriculture said the public health risk of bird flu was low. Despite the testing, the USDA says it's confident that the meat supply is safe. A critical block shot by forward Evan Mobley in the final seconds of the game against the Orlando Magic secured a 104-103 victory for the Cleveland Cavaliers, who now have a 3-2 lead in the best-of-seven playoff series. Game 6 will be played in Orlando on Friday. The state of Ohio has made a huge investment in tech. ONN's Clay Gordon explains.
The governor's office and the Ohio Department of Development awarded $86 million to support early-stage tech-based companies in underserved communities and populations across Ohio. The funding is being awarded to 11 professionally managed investment funds to provide capital to early-stage tech-focused companies throughout Ohio. Funds will invest in companies focused on healthcare, manufacturing, food technologies, and more. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine said, "Here in the heart of innovation, these investments will help move technology forward to benefit those living in Ohio and beyond. By supporting the dreams and ideas of Ohio innovators, we have the potential to transform lives for generations to come."
A former Worthington Christian coach accused of having a sexual relationship with a student now faces federal charges. Yolanda Harris of ONN affiliate WBNS-TV in Columbus has details.
Jason Dawson was indicted for 10 counts of sexual battery. According to court documents, Dawson had sex with two students on his team. Dawson resigned from his job at Worthington Christian in 2022 and took a job in North Carolina. Authorities arrested him there last month, and he was booked into the Franklin County Jail.
The Cleveland Browns met with lawmakers yesterday and presented two stadium proposals. One is a $1 billion renovation of the current Lakefront Stadium. The other is a $2.4 billion dome stadium in Brook Park. Either way, the Browns want taxpayers to split the costs with the team. In politics, gerrymandering refers to the practice of drawing the boundaries of districts in a way that gives one political party an unfair advantage over another. One organization is seeking to end the practice. Jeff Smith of ONN affiliate WTOL-TV in Toledo has the story.
Citizens, not politicians, had volunteers positioned at every Lucas County library gathering signatures for a petition to end gerrymandering in the state. They say proper representation in government is important to maintain a stable democracy.
People go to vote and they don't think that their vote matters anymore. And one of the reasons they don't see changes happening is because of the gerrymander. Because it's very difficult to vote out a politician once they've gerrymandered themselves into power.
The petition currently has more than 400,000 signatures, but will need 700,000 before it can get on the November ballot.
Ex-Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder faces 10 new felony counts brought against him by the state. Tracy Townsend from ONN affiliate WBNS-TV in Columbus reports.
The former Speaker of the Ohio House will be arraigned virtually from federal prison. Larry Householder is facing 10 felony charges from the state right now. Householder is serving 20 years for his role in that $60 million House Bill 6 bribery scheme. He has since appealed that conviction. The new state charges he's facing are also in connection to the bribery scandal. Last month, the Cuyahoga County grand jury handed down an indictment charging Householder with a number of felonies, including theft in office, aggravated theft, and money laundering. That hearing is expected on May 13th.
In Toledo, the 51st annual Old West End Historic Festival is now set for May 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd. The popular festival is headlined by the 114th anniversary King Wamba Carnival Parade, which pays homage to the 1909 Carnival. The Casino and Lottery Commission reports that the state's 11 casinos and racinos collected a combined $223.5 million of revenue in March, up from last year. This is the pre-tax income after winnings are paid out. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Jay Fox.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.